Carter Williams is with us right now. He's the CEO of iSelect, a venture capital company. Right now, he's providing funding to startups. That's what he does full-time. But he's also planning a November 3rd event that's going to connect St. Louis medical startups with more than 200 regional physicians, because there's a couple of two universes that are not really connected right now, Carter, in the St. Louis area, right?
Yes.
And explain those to our audience and me as well.
Yeah. So we often ask, what does every startup need? And people struggle with the question and they say, oh, they need funding or they need talent. The thing a startup needs is customers. They don't need customers just for revenue. But they need customers because customers say, okay, you got all these great ideas, but I really need this one thing. I need this one thing that you have. And in the medical field, St. Louis is in the top 10 in the world. If you go on, you know, Sweden, they'll say that St. Louis is a great place for medical research. As we look at doctors, iSelect is backing a lot of medical startups. And it's important for us to get them connected to customers. And doctors are the customers of medical things. And for our startups to do better, we want to get them much more connected to those doctors. And what we found out, oddly, was doctors do not know that over in the Cortex area, there are multiple medical startups. And they don't know that they can wander over there and meet some of these companies and learn how they're changing therapeutics or the practice of medicine, making medicine a more affordable thing.
So you're going to connect November 3rd medical startups to physicians or the doctors who are the customers of the medical startups.
Correct. And the other thing about doctors is they have money and they can invest. And the best way to know that you're on the right path is to have someone who's a professional in the field say, I really think that what you're doing, this therapeutic or this technology to improve medical care, or is invest in that. And so we're pulling those doctors into an event. We're going to showcase 20 regional startups. These are companies that have just started their idea or they're in phase trials with the FDA. And we're going to have the doctors, 200 or so, spend time with the companies, learning more about what those companies are. And we expect that those doctors are both going to be interested in investing in the companies, but they're also going to be interested in providing them opportunities to try the product out. Or they might have a perspective that they might join the companies as an advisor to the company,
right,
to help them accelerate the commercialization of what they're doing.
So this is November 3rd. Where will the meeting be?
This is in at CIC, which is 4240 Duncan. This is also known as the Cortex area. It's right by WashU Med School. This is an incubator of sorts. It's a large, if you've not been there, it's a 60, 70 companies, all co-located and working together on the second floor of that building.
So in 15 years or so, how far has St. Louis come with the startup scene?
I had the opportunity in 2000 to set up a meeting between John Doerr, who's one of the best-known venture capitalists in the world.
His name is in the Wall Street Journal almost daily.
Almost daily. Bill Danforth and John McDonald, and their question was, how can we make venture capital a thing in St. Louis? And John Doerr grew up in St. Louis, and to see John Doerr and Bill Danforth look at each other and say, I really respect you, was one an amazing thing. But they sort of looked at different ways to improve the venture capital world, and Bill and John McDonald went to work on that strategy, and it has emerged in multiple dimensions, Rivervest and some other venture capital funds in the area, things like Cortex. And so it's taken about 10 to 15 years for parts of that conversation to emerge as a routine thing here. But right now, St. Louis is, in the United States, one of the top 10 emerging markets for venture capital. And it's true because if you're talking about healthcare, we're in the top 10. If you're talking about agriculture, we're number one in the world. And where Silicon Valley can develop Uber, you don't go to Silicon Valley to learn how to get to a customer to talk about farming or healthcare. You come to a place like St. Louis. And so the capital is starting to come here. We're learning how to grow startups more effectively. And it's just a matter of time where 2000, now 2015, where 2020, it'll be obvious to everybody in the world.
And with about 15 seconds to go, you were recently in another city where they were asking you how St. Louis does it.
So I was down in Memphis, and they were starting the same path that we're starting here. iSelect is focused broadly on growing entrepreneurship throughout the Midwest. And Memphis is looking to St. Louis as a as a shining spot of how to grow this stuff, and so we were down there helping them out.
How about that? Carter Williams, CEO of iSelect. By the way, if people want more information on anything you said, what do they do?
iSelectFund.com.
All right. Carter Williams, thanks again for joining us on KMOX.
Thank you.
The 113th in our series of interviews on the growing entrepreneurial innovative movement here in the greater St. Louis area. Recently, I was in Delta Airlines and I saw a Delta magazine article on this Mr. Starkey, the inventor of the hearing aid. I think he's out of Milwaukee, but they had a great story on how this man invented the top hearing aid in the land, where in St. Louis is actually carried by Dr. Gilbert Fahn. Now, the Starkey hearing aid, that's Starkey, is the leader in the hearing aid industry. It's the kind